Hello, sir.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to
Welcome to episode number uno,
Uno.
number one. This is a podcast on aliens,
Extraterrestrial intelligence.
extraterrestrial beings.
EDB. But this is obviously
So.
Jack speaking.
And this is Mirage, obviously. Come on, you should know this by now.
Yeah.
By episode one, minute in, you should know this by now, you know.
Already, already.
But we have about four questions lined up. Yeah, four good questions. I think juicy, meaty, with
Meaty.
meaty answers, you know, four juicy questions.
Gonna last at least 40 minutes, I say.
I think that's our target. Do you know what I want? I want this. If you guys can see what I'm doing, it's like a. Do you know like when singers have like a mic coming down from the ceiling?
I'm
Like
trying this
that.
one now.
That's good. I think the quality right now is really good as well.
You can just, yeah, the mic's right in front of your face.
What if we get someone
To
to
hold
just hold
it.
our microphones on top of our head?
Which kitchen need to stand here and just hold
Yeah,
the
you read a
mics?
mic person. That's not too extra. People, you know, people do that.
How much do you think they're paying?
We're getting a person for. Some for something that like a stand could freaking
Oh, yeah.
solve.
Then let's go.
But yeah,
Something
that's
that just
our
starts.
introduction. I think we're gonna have an introduction music. So if there is one, cue the intro music. Right.
I like that.
But like, I don't know if we're gonna have an intro music.
We'll see. We
We'll
got
see.
time and time to progress.
We've got time. That's it. Just time.
Time.
We've
We
got plenty
can't
of
stop
time.
it, but we can enjoy
Are
it.
we doing? Are we gonna have to introduce ourselves, like to you know, it's the first episode. So I guess if we're gonna have to introduce ourselves like properly, I mean properly, not just our names, not just
I
our name.
mean, do people really want to know about us?
Yeah, no, that's true. I don't think you
They
do.
come here to listen
Nah,
to people talking,
you're
not
right.
about their lives.
You're right. You're right. Yeah, I think if they want to know, then they'll
They'll
say.
ask.
Yeah, they'll ask. They'll say. They'll ask.
Let us know in the comments below, guys.
Oh, you're a YouTuber now,
Yeah, of course.
yeah?
No.
All right. All right, let's do it. Let's get started.
Let's get started.
Okay, so the first question we'll be diving straight in is actually, I must ask you. This is another question I've written down, but I think we should write it down. Write it down. Do you think aliens exist? Or just that's it. Answer that
Yes or
question.
no?
Yes or no? Do you think aliens exist? And don't start saying, "What do you mean? Why do you think?" You know, just answer the question. Yes or no? Do you think aliens exist?
Yeah.
There you go. I think so too. Okay, now the second question.
I think we should ask that question right at the end, just so we had like a final answer after we're talking about it. But no, current.
Wow, it's too late now, isn't it, though? So,
We'll answer. We'll ask it again. We'll ask it again.
no, we already asked you one. I don't ask it
Just
again.
ask the next
Ah.
question.
All right. So, will we ever see aliens? What are you banging? What is that noise? Oh shit! Sorry. So the first question is: will we ever see aliens
In our lifetime.
in our lifetime, or have they already existed?
I think they've already existed. Yes. I think, do they exist now? Maybe. But I don't know. It's obviously, we can't see them right now, so we never know. And
So
we're
answer,
never going to
sorry.
really, even if they are before.
So answer the first part of that question, which was, will we ever see it in our lifetime?
No, I don't think so. I don't think we have like the power, the knowledge. Like, we don't have the
Yeah.
ability to like, what's it called,
I think so.
travel in
Yeah.
space. So,
Yeah, so I think if you think about it like a loading bar. You know, think about it like that. So
right,
think of a long loading bar, and think of at the end is when we meet the alien.
right.
I think we've only done about 20% of that bar.
Was in
Do you
like,
know what I
is in like
mean?
discovering space, like,
As
or.
you, not even just space, just technology.
Oh, technology, we're in
So
that 20%.
think of like 50% of that bar means that oh we've made a spaceship to survive in space for a certain amount of years. You know what I mean? We've done that, but we still haven't found aliens. And then obviously once you get to 100% of that bar, then we found aliens. But I think we're still really, really early on. studies of our discoveries when it comes to
our research.
Research. We're really, I think, early on. That's what I think in our lifetime. I think if we do, it'll be a miracle. I think it'd have to be like. I think whenever we find aliens, it's going to be one of the biggest discoveries in the world anyway. Do you know what I mean?
But I don't think, even if we do discover aliens, I don't think it's going to impact our day-to-day life.
Yeah. No, I don't think this is anything like a movie. Do you know what I mean? I don't think they're going to come and conquer us.
It's not War of the Worlds and that in there. I don't think...
I haven't even seen that movie.
Huh?
I haven't even seen that movie yet.
You've not seen it?
No.
I think if... If we do meet aliens, I don't think it's going to be deep enough that they're going to try to kill us or we're going to try to kill them. I don't think it's going to be anything like malicious at all. I think it's just going to be weird for both of us. I think both of us. I don't think either is going to come into the intentions that when you come across a different thing, your first instinct isn't to kill it. You know what I mean? Like, your instinct is to be like, you want to learn. I guess you want to learn about it, and that's what we're going to help each other do. We'll share intelligence and stuff like that.
Imagine like another Earth. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So imagine like the only way to survive in this universe, and the only way to survive is to have a solar system like Earth's one.
Yeah.
And imagine that that's the only way to survive. So thousands and thousands and thousands and millions of light years away, imagine there's one planet that's evolved, but they've evolved like exactly the same way as like humans have. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because that's like the only way of.
Do you think we would look exactly the same?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, because I'm just thinking, and it's like shower thoughts type thing. Just think about stuff. You just say stuff. But like, I'm thinking, like, imagine, because obviously the way for us to evolve and stuff, if evolution is true, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For us to evolve, it's had so many things have had to be perfect. This has got to be aligned.
We've got to go
around this at that point. This, that, all of this stuff. And what's to say, like, oh, that's the only way? Do you know what I mean? Like the math so far shows us that the only way to live, to have life in this universe, is to have the alignment of the sun, like how we have. Do you know what I mean? That's the only.
Everything's perfectly aligned like this. The Earth spins perfectly 24 hours to get enough sun. So everyone gets enough sun and...
Or have we just adapted to enough distance.
Or, you know what I mean? Like, just things like that. And it's like, so little factors can change so much. And it's just amazing that how this life has come, to how far it's come. And if you think like 65 million years ago, like dinosaurs were here.
Right.
Dinosaurs. And now we're here. And like, what happened? Anything can happen.
So yeah. So what was the second part of that question? There was a second part. I think we just
another question. Track.
Have they already existed? Now that is a good one.
Have they already existed?
Because like obviously, if you think of it in terms of like the process of like. Creating life.
Yeah.
You know, you have to go through step one, step two, step three, step four. Well, I say you have to go through, but it's only based off what's happened to us. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I think it's possible that aliens have existed.
Right.
And they've just run their course and they've died.
You've seen they've just...
I think it's a possibility as well as... As well as there being, I think there's much as a possibility of there being aliens right now. Yeah.
The same probability as before.
I don't know about the same, but I'd say there's just as much around that.
I disagree.
Actually, how old is the universe?
That's what I'm thinking, bro.
And how many years have we been here for?
Well, like humans.
Like, I think the Earth is about, 5 billion years? 4 billion years?
I don't know.
You see, I think we should do some research before we do the podcast. I don't know. We just kind of wing it.
That's the best part.
I think that is the best part. We've been winging life, so why not wing something else?
If your parents ever told you you can't wing exams, they're lying.
They're lying fully.
The Earth is 4.43. 4.543 billion years old.
Four. Say four.
Four and a half.
Four point five, did you say?
4.5, yeah.
Okay, so 4.5 billion years old. That's just the Earth, the real universe.
The sun is 4.5.
What's that?
Billion years. The universe is 13.8 billion years old.
13, right. Where have they pulled these figures out from? No. So you see, that's not even a lot. And even in Earth, Google how long have humans been for? Do you know what I mean? So humans, it's like a fraction. It's like a tiny fraction of how long the universe is alive. So I'm saying, what's happened to us has already happened to another being or something.
Yeah, so,
lived, died, rip.
The earliest.
And again, F in the chat, please.
Fossils of anatomically modern humans are from the Middle Paleolithic, about 300 to 200,000 years ago, such as the Omo remains of Ethiopia. So humans originated from Ethiopia. It's insane.
So Ethiopia?
Yeah.
So Ethiopia, so that's obviously... Just think what, obviously, the Ethiopia, what we know as Ethiopia. Imagine what it looked like.
I can do it.
Back.
Now, even, if you think, 65 million years ago, the Gulf of Mexico, yeah, that was underwater.
Mad.
That was a water where the Gulf of Mexico
was. And then somebody with the Sahara Desert was in the desert. It was, it had, biomes that basically were snowy and stuff like that. I think.
It's mad.
That's what I heard.
But it's because, obviously, the meteor hit. Well, the theory of the meteor hit.
That's crazy. I was going to say something. Oh, yeah. This is one thing that I read recently, yeah?
Right.
It doesn't have much to do with this, but it was just trying to show, the difference between a billion and a million.
Why?
Just to put into context, simplify it, how big of a difference it is. But obviously, when you say it, it just sounds like, oh, it's from what? It's like 100 to 1,000, you know? One billion, you know? Bro, so 11... No, 1 million seconds is 11 days.
Right.
Let me just Google this, just to fact check, because I don't want to be chatting shit.
Let me just spit a quick fact then, yeah?
Okay, good.
Did you know... The crevices in the moon, okay. No crevices, sorry, that was the wrong word. The craters
uh-huh.
in the moon, that is from a meteor hitting Earth.
And then
what's it called? The stuff coming off of the Earth, the crust of Earth, is coming off, being exploded off, but basically ricocheted off of Earth,
yeah.
It hits the moon.
Yeah.
And then eventually that all comes back from the gravity and it lands back on the Earth.
Oh, so the crater's just there. And obviously up there they got
because it just hit the Earth. The crust of Earth is just going to hit the moon. And then it's going to leave a crater.
There's also this other thing about how they found a rock from Earth on the moon.
Similar
to what you said about a meteor hitting Earth and it hit so quickly and hard that it just lit off all these little other meteors.
Obviously the gravity kept it there. It's mad.
So look at this. So 1 million. This is I saw of Joe Rogan's podcast.
Right.
Shout out to Joe Rogan, big man, my guy. If you ever see this podcast, you know episode one. Let me say. Okay, so this is just to show you, how big of a difference it is to be a billionaire and then to be a millionaire.
Okay.
A million seconds. Guess how many days it is.
11
Yeah, it's 11 days.
Okay.
Man, you know
you told me.
Oh, okay, so it's 11
You just guessed
days.
Earlier, innit?
Okay. And then guess how many a billion seconds is.
It's going to be what is it, 1,000
31 years.
What?
31
years 1 million, from 11 days.
1 million seconds is 11 days. 1 billion seconds. 1 billion seconds is 31 years. If anyone tells you they know the difference between a billion and a million, no, they don't. Even I don't know the difference between a million and a billion. It's levels, man. That's crazy.
That's a mad fact.
Absolutely crazy.
No, we should just do this as a podcast.
Do what?
Spitting facts.
Spitting crazy facts. I'm just going crazy about it. I said we do that on a daily basis anyway.
Do we?
Yeah, everyone's always got some random factor to just pull out of their arms. The boys are, you know, we've been on YouTube or something, we've watched like, I don't know. Just kidding. News. Do you know what's that? JK News.
No.
Pieces. Yeah, don't worry. One of the best news podcasts. It's like a podcast, basically. It's really good. Really good.
No, let's do that. So spit me another random fact. No,
we can't just change it on the episode, brother. This is the aliens episode. Episode one. Sit down. All right, we're gonna go to the second question of the aliens. Stay on topic.
Yeah.
I think I'll freaking answer this anyway. Are there aliens there right now?
No.
No, I think that's our general. I hate how sure scientists are as well. About they're not being aliens. Like there's so many aliens. I mean, not aliens. There's so many scientists that I've seen like on interviews in it, who they've gone on like Joe Rogan's podcast, or they've gone on like Jimmy Fallon or whatever, and they're just so sure. Like they just know that. Oh yeah, aliens don't exist. Yeah, they definitely don't exist right now. This, I hate that. Really hate it.
Why'd
you hate that? Like, just give us that little bit of hope, innit? Yeah, I know, but these are scientists. Like, if you say something, we're going to listen to you, bro. Yeah, like, you're going to hear it.
They have influence.
Give me that hope, innit?
Fair enough. Have you got another question for me, sir? Or how many have you got left? One more?
I think so. Oh, yeah, it's a good one. Do you think humans will ever interact with aliens?
Ever?
If obviously, whenever we find them, if we find them. Whenever it
so
happens.
Let's say we do find them.
Okay, let's say we find them in 2100 in the year.
Yeah.
2100.
Will we...
Not 2100, what the hell? 2100.
Will we what?
Will we, do you think, if we see it, so let's say my guy, John Kipper, who's a scientist in NASA.
Yeah, yeah.
He's sitting at his desk and he's just saying, oh, shite, there's a spaceship here. Man never flew through. They've just flown by.
Yeah.
And it's proof. And he goes to the general... something, Colonel freaking George or something, Colonel Sanders or something, and he goes, sir, look, I found an alien. Is that Colonel going to be like, oh, nuke it? You know, boom, boom, boom. Is it going to be like, let's have a look, but let them be, or what do you think they're going to do?
Well, it depends if it's Trump or not. If it's Trump, then he's dead.
Yeah, I actually think that that's true. I actually think there are some different, like, just people with different like leadership ways, yeah. I guess, management skills, I guess, you know. I think Trump is the type to like just go all in, all guns blazing, you know.
Yeah.
He's an alien, yeah, he's gonna try wave
full on guy.
Patriotic flag around and be like, oh, this is America, we have to do this, we have to do that, this, you know.
But in regard to if someone like normal, I think the first thing will be just like a group contact. It'll be by group contact I mean group contact. Will decide what happens, not just the Americans will decide how we speak to
them. Oh yeah, that's true.
I think it'll be kind of like a big, I think it'll be a massive
like NATO thing. Or like, yeah, G20 or...
yeah, it'll be something big. But no, yeah, I don't know what we'll do. I mean, we may just like show them what Earth is, I guess. Kind of almost like give them what's that thing on that spaceship? The golden disc, something like that.
Just like, yeah, just teach them everything yeah, about Earth, basically.
Exactly.
I think they're probably the same, if I'm honest, I think.
Yeah, true.
And the last question we've got is a bit of a scenario one. I think this is kind of good. I think this is what this is the main thing we do in our spare time. If we're just with the boys, we're just going to be like, oh, what would you do if an alien just came? You know what I mean? If it just alien just came. So, Jack, what would you do if, imagine you're just, I don't know, it's a nice summer's day.
Yeah.
You know, you're with the missus, sitting in the garden, sitting on the bench. And next thing you know, like some UFOs just like plopped in your garden. Bear in mind, this is in the future, so obviously we're going to have some million-dollar houses, you know what I mean? It's going to be a big freaking garden. And imagine a big-ass freaking spaceship just lands. Like crash lands or something. And then I don't know, a door opens or something, and a little green alien beady eyed just pops out. And then just, you know, what would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah.
What would I do? I would, first of all, like, I think I would just observe it. Is it here to dominate? Or is it here to, you know, is it just, is it kind of shook at it? Dominate. Is it shook?
Yeah.
But like, other than that,
yeah, I think
then I'll just say hi.
You just say hi. I think I'd probably keep it as a pet.
A pet? How is this man a pet? This is what's wrong with humans, man. They just want to take care, they want to take ownership of everything. Aliens are not something to pet. They're not a dog.
Oh, and you know how, sorry? Because of your knowledge on how many aliens you've met. Yeah? Which one? Alien, mate.
Man said, I'll pet.
See? Think about it. Imagine. You got your freaking... Your friends from back in day. They come around. What have you got at home? You ain't got no centipedes, no chandelier, no nothing. You've got a bloody alien. That's what you've got.
And you're telling me people are not going to clock that.
I'm joking. But I think... I'll probably take it inside.
Take it inside?
Yeah, bro. I'll be like, come inside, man. My days. I'd find a way to communicate with it, I think. I think that's the first thing I'd do. For me, like, it's just crazy talking to someone from a different country, innit? And just hearing how it was growing up for them, let alone someone from a different fucking planet. That's crazy.
That's true.
So I think that'd be my main goal, man. Just to see, like, how was your life? Like, do you guys know what it means to, you know, to live and do this and have all these things, I guess? Because, you know, they might not even be that developed, you know? They could just be... I guess if they got to wherever we are, then they have to be developed, innit?
They're going to have to know something about life.
Yeah.
That's true, man.
That's about it, really, I think.
Yeah.
It's a pretty short one.
How long has that been?
I think about 20 minutes.
And I said 40.
that was our aim anyway.
No, yeah, but this one was kind of like short and, you know, just a relaxed.
Yeah, just a loose, it was barely about aliens, just just a few things. I feel like if we actually can talk about aliens, there's so much we could talk about.
There's so much
more. We didn't even scratch the surface, you know?
Yeah. I think it's just because... we kind of wanted to eventually introduce ourselves as characters, even though we said earlier we're not introduced. No, introducing our character. Sorry, like our character.
Our character.
Rather than you know, actually doing a physical podcast. Like, you know, if you think we're funny or you think we're stupid right now, then it's up to you. Listen to that.
They definitely think you're all stupid.
You know, let them think what they think in it.
Yeah.
But with the facts that I'm going to start spitting soon. I don't think I'm stupid.
Oh, Mr. I've googled a few facts. Yeah.
No. Dictionary, bro. Dictionary.
What, are we gonna do this in the same episode?
Huh?
Are we gonna do this in the same episode?
Do what in the same episode?
These facts. We're not. It's gonna be a different episode, aren't
we? Yeah, different episode.
Yeah. Exactly.
You have to come back for more.
I think we tried to make it like a certain topic, and we tried to stick with like conspiracies and stuff. Yeah. I just don't think it's going to work, man.
No, because if we go for conspiracies only, people are only going to listen about it if they want to learn about conspiracies. Whereas we've just got a jokey...
Yeah, and ours isn't an educational thing, you know?
No, it's not.
Yeah, if anyone's here to like learn about stuff, then your boy, you're in for a ride. Like, if you come here, you're thinking, oh, let's learn about aliens, let's see, you know, all the studies there and all the theories. No, bro,
you're wrong.
No. I think we need to have a warning at the start. Just be like, "Hi everyone, if you're here to learn, please go away."
This is not a revision podcast.
You probably lose a few brain cells by listening, if anything. That's it, man. That's it for this one.
Yeah, I'm already yawning. I'm that tired. I'm yawning, man.
Yeah, it's just lazy. This kind of.
At least I went to work today. What did you do,
bro? I had like 5 lectures in 1 hour. I went to a mall. So don't test it, man. What do you think this is, man? All right, that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it, man.
That's it. Are we going to have outro music?
I don't know, but if there is...
That was it. dead snap.
No, it won't, man. I don't know if they can hear it.
Do again. If what? There is going to be outro music. One more time. If there is going to be outro music. He's gone, get it! Go, you say it, let me click.
Okay. If there is going to be outro music. That was.